David Folkenflik, NPR News.
The Dow closes up nearly 500 points. It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Lodestar Foundation, inspired by the principle that helping those in need is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at lodestarfoundation.org. This is NPR.
Good afternoon. You're listening to All Things Considered on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Joe Blubaugh, filling in for Laura Lorson, who's enjoying a well-deserved day off today. Forecast for this afternoon, sunny and chilly, a high near 44. And for tonight, increasing clouds and a low of around 29. In Manhattan, it's 47. Junction City, 49. In Lawrence, 44.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Elsie.
The administration dismissed it for a while, and last night, President Trump gave a speech that was supposed to be, it was billed to be about combating inflation and affordability. What was the message there?
Well, the president has simultaneously claimed the economy is doing great under his administration.
Considered, or what should be considered, fair use, and whether or not AI changes things. Fair use is this legal concept that lets copyrighted works be used by others without the owner's consent for like educational purposes or research purposes, but with conditions. So it has to be transformed into something new.
Right.
I spoke to Sarah Kreps about this. She leads the Tech Policy Institute at Cornell. They're built on data. The more data, the better the model will be.
Okay, well, John, with all these AI stories, I feel like we keep hearing AI is a threat to this or it's going to destroy that. So just explain really specifically here, why is AI so threatening to these media? You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, it's Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. Online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
Tonight on KPR's Evening Classical with Destiny from 7 to 9 p.m. will be like Coming Home Sweet Home. The King Singers will warm your heart during this cold winter season, and Leroy Anderson's Sleigh Ride will make you giggle. Some noble Christmas brass fantasies, along with Rachmaninoff's symphonic dances, are on the menu as well. And on KPR2 this evening, it's the Moth Radio Hour.
Creating a legacy in public radio is as easy as adding KPR to your will and becoming a member of the Dick Wright Legacy Society. A bequest can help ensure our on-air service will continue for years to come. For more information, visit kansaspublicradio.org.
Turning to our forecast for this afternoon, it's sunny outside, but a little chilly and still a little bit breezy. A high near 44 this afternoon. Tonight, some increasing clouds with a low of around 29. Tomorrow, it's going to be mostly sunny, a little bit warmer too, high near 53 tomorrow, so it should be a nice day. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, a low of 30. Peeking ahead towards the weekend, sunny and chilly, highs in the 30s and lows in the teens. Across the region, Junction City has 49, Atchison 41, and in Lawrence, 44. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
A report from Amnesty International documents, quote, cruel, inhuman, and degrading treatment at two Florida detention facilities, including what's better known as Alligator Alcatraz.
Ultimately, these two facilities need to be shut down, and the people inside need to be released into their home communities.
On the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Catch Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio weekdays from 5 to 9. You're listening to All Things Considered on Kansas Public Radio. Forecast for this afternoon, sunny and chilly, high near 44. And for tonight, increasing clouds, a low of 29. Tomorrow, a little bit warmer, mostly sunny and a high of 53. Currently in Lawrence, we have 44 degrees with a sunny sky.
About the Trump administration's views on Europe. President Trump, in an interview with the news site Politico Tuesday, described Europe as a, quote, decaying group of nations and calling its political leaders weak. The Trump administration's national security strategy, released last week, even questions the US's relationship with Europe. Pope Leo says the Trump administration's position would, quote, make a huge change in what was for many, many years a true alliance between Europe and the United States. Ruth Sherlock, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR. This is KPR News, and I'm Joe Blubaugh. Lawrence police are still looking for a driver who crashed into a van and a house, then fled on foot, leaving three people injured. The Lawrence Journal-World reports the incident happened about 11:30 last night near 9th and Missouri Streets. The driver of a Volkswagen Jetta ran a stop sign and hit a van. The impact sent the car into the porch of a nearby home. The driver then fled on foot while the passenger was transferred to an area trauma center with severe injuries. Two people in the van were also taken to the hospital, but their injuries were not severe. The homeowner was not home at the time of the crash. The Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation has fired leaders of its tribally owned business for accepting $30 million in a contract with ICE. As Dylan Lyson reports, the Kansas-based tribe says the project does not align with its values.
Prairie Band LLC had landed a
With gas prices at their lowest point in 4 years, AAA is projecting a record number of Americans will hit the road over the upcoming holiday period. It is predicted that 122.4 million Americans will travel at least 50 miles from home over the 13-day year-end holiday period, which begins December the 20th and ends on January 1st. This year's travel forecast is a 2.2% increase over 2024, surpassing last year's record of 119.7 million travelers. WIBW-TV reports that nearly 1.25 million Americans, or Kansans, I should say, will be traveling during the holidays, up 1% over last year. Nearly 92% of them will drive to their destinations. This afternoon, sunny and chilly, a high of 44, and in Lawrence, we have 44 degrees.
Support for NPR's, I'm Grace Benninghoff.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas. It's Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Online at kansaspublicradio.org.
When your old boat feels like an anchor around your wallet, KPR's vehicle donation program is here for you. We'll take your donated vehicle and use it to fund the programs you enjoy every day. Donate your boat, car, or motorcycle at kansaspublicradio.org.
Here's a great way to segue into the holiday season. KPR's annual Big Band Christmas, Saturday night. The Kansas City Jazz Orchestra will serve up Yuletide songs and some classic Kansas City jazz. Big Band Christmas is always a hot ticket, and they're on sale now at Liberty Hall and Ticketmaster. Get the scoop at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, with gift certificates available for upcoming concerts, including vocal quartet Il Divo and Renee Fleming's Voice of Nature, The Anthropocene. Details are at lead.ku.edu.
This afternoon, it's sunny, but a little chilly. Our high about 44 today. Tonight, increasing clouds and a low of 29. For Thursday, mostly sunny. Tomorrow is going to be a little bit warmer, a high of 53. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of around 30. And then for Friday, partly sunny and a high of 39. If you're wondering what the forecast is going to be like for the weekend, well, it's going to be dry and a little chilly. Highs in the 30s, lows in the teens. Around the KPR listening area, Topeka has 45 degrees, Atchison 40, Emporia 48, and in Lawrence, with sunny skies, it's 44.
It's All Things Considered. From NPR News, I'm Scott Detrow.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. And you can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
These guys were the tip of the spear. They were out on the...
Presenting Merrily We Roll Along, a new cinematic interpretation of the Stephen Sondheim musical starring Jonathan Groff, Daniel Radcliffe, and Lindsay Mendez. Now playing in movie theaters.
Good afternoon. You're listening to All Things Considered on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Joe Blubaugh, and it's my pleasure to be hosting today, filling in for Laura Lorson, who has a day off. This afternoon, sunny, a little bit chilly, high of 44, and for tonight, some increasing clouds and a low of 29. With sunny skies at the University of Kansas campus, we have 43 degrees.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, it's Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on O'Connell Children's Shelter, serving Douglas County.
Tonight on KPR's Evening Classical with Destiny from 7 to 9 p.m. will be like coming home sweet home. The King's Singers will warm your heart during this cold winter season, and Leroy Anderson's Sleigh Ride will make you giggle. Some noble Christmas brass fantasies along with Rachmaninoff's symphonic dances are on the menu as well. On KPR 2, it's the Moth Radio Hour.
Support for KPR comes from Manhattan Arts Center presenting Annie the Musical, featuring songs like Tomorrow and It's a Hard Knock Life, running December 5th through the 7th and 12th through the 14th. Tickets at manhattanarts.org.
It's starting to feel a little bit like Christmas out there. A little chilly through the day today. A high of 44. We've kind of hit that high already, starting to head down on the temperature. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low of around 29. For Thursday, mostly sunny. Tomorrow, a high near 53. And for tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of around 30. Currently, on the University of Kansas campus, it's sunny and 43.
Support for NPR comes
when the people inside need to be released into their home communities.
That story tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
And you can catch Morning Edition tomorrow and all weekdays from 5 to 9 on Kansas Public Radio. Coming up here in just minutes, local, regional, and national headlines. Our forecast tonight, increasing clouds. Low dipping down to only 29 degrees. Not too bad tonight. Tomorrow, much nicer day, 53 and mostly sunny. Currently, sunny and 42 in Lawrence, 45 in Manhattan, And in Junction City, it's 47. This is KPR News, and I'm Joe Blubaugh. A Kansas lawmaker is questioning the way three state universities use $12 million of special funding. State officials say the money is meant to help Fort Hays State, Emporia State, and Pittsburgh State keep up with the larger universities like the University of Kansas. Republican Representative Troy Waymaster says that the universities incorrectly use the money to pay for salaries and wages.
And if we're going to continue funding this and build it into their base budget, as all three regional universities have asked for, then we need to have language clarifying what those dollars are supposed to be used for.
Waymaster says the fund was created to help the smaller universities pay for things like economic development. University leaders were not present in the meeting to respond, but the initial request for the funding did not exclude spending it on salaries. The stated goals included improving student graduation rates, recruiting people to the area, and strengthening in-demand programs like healthcare degrees. Excitement surrounding the FIFA World Cup has boomed following the draw of team assignments last week. Kansas City is one of the host cities for the highly anticipated global event. Kansas City is hosting the defending World Cup champions Argentina and is anticipating upwards of 600,000 people or more during the event. While it is hosted in Kansas City, it will have a big impact on surrounding cities. WIBW-TV reporting that Topeka officials anticipate that the influx of visitors to the region will spill into the capital city. Officials from Visit Topeka say they will market city services and attractions over the next several months in a hope to bring travelers to the city. The World Cup gets underway in early June and runs through the beginning of July, with several matches taking place at Arrowhead Stadium. And the Kansas Senate's first piece of proposed legislation for the 2026 session seeks to honor Charlie Kirk. According to the Kansas Reflector, the Republican resolution proposes establishing Charlie Kirk Free Speech Day on October the 14th, the late political activist's birthday. Kirk was shot and killed in September while speaking at a Utah college event, and it has the support of all 31 Republican senators. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Support for NPR comes from this day.
From NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, it's Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's, now hosting events from 25 to 400 at an expanded downtown location, offering both full-service wedding event planning and hosting, as well as catering to weddings off-site. Venue information online at maselli's.com.
And here's a great way to segue into the holiday season. It's KPR's annual Big Band Christmas Saturday night. The Kansas City Jazz Orchestra will serve up Yuletide songs and some classic Kansas City jazz. Big Band Christmas is always a hot ticket, and they're on sale now at Liberty Hall and Ticketmaster. And you can get the scoop at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
This evening, we're going to get a little chilly, low down to about 29, with some increasing clouds rolling in through the evening time. For tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 53. For tomorrow night, partly cloudy, a low of 30. And then for Friday, partly sunny with a high near 39. As we look ahead to the weekend, it's going to be clear and dry throughout the weekend. Highs in the mid to lower 30s and lows in the teens, with Saturday night dropping all the way down to around 10 degrees. Across the listening area, Manhattan, it's cloudy now and 43 degrees there, 45 in Junction City. And in Lawrence, partly cloudy and 41.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Elsa Chang.
And with a range of products designed to relieve occasional sleeplessness to help people fall asleep. Learn more at ZQuil.com. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at MacFound.org.
We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. This is KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence, 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. And of course, you can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
They have a new word. You know, they always have a hoax. The new word is...
Barton, you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Lemelson Foundation, working to harness the power of invention and innovation to accelerate climate action and improve lives around the world. Learn more at lemelson.org. This is NPR.
And good afternoon. You're listening to All Things Considered on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Joe Blubaugh, filling in for Laura Lorson today. Temperatures starting to drop outside, down to 40 degrees in Lawrence under some mostly cloudy skies. Going to dip down to about 29 for a low tonight. And for tomorrow, a little bit warmer, 53. In Manhattan, it's 43.
From NPR News, this is all... This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, it's Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the historic Eldridge Hotel, offering dining experiences and gift cards this holiday season. Menus and details online at eldridgehotel.com.
Tonight on KPR's Evening Classical with Destiny from 7 to 9 p.m. will be like coming home sweet home. The King Singer will warm your heart during this cold winter season, and Leroy Anderson's Sleigh Ride will make you giggle. Some noble Christmas brass fantasies, along with Romanoff's symphonic dances, are on the menu as well. And on KPR2, it's the Moth Radio Hour.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, with gift certificates available for upcoming events, including Peppa Pig, My First Concert, plus Broadway shows of Kinky Boots and Chicago the Musical. Details are at lead.ku.edu.
Our forecast for tonight, some increase in clouds with a low dipping down to 29 degrees. For tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer, a high near 53. For tomorrow night, partly cloudy, a low of 30. And for Friday, partly sunny with a high near 39. For the weekend, it's going to be sunny and dry, high in the mid to lower 30s with lows in the teens. Across the listening area, starting to cool down, Junction City at 44, Atchison at 37, Topeka 52, Emporia 44, and in Lawrence with mostly clear skies, 40 degrees.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
This is NPR News.
A new report from Amnesty International documents, quote, cruel, inhuman, and degrading treatment at two Florida detention facilities, including what's better known as Alligator Alcatraz.
Ultimately, these two facilities need to be shut down, and the people inside need to be released into their home communities.
On the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
And you can hear Morning Edition tomorrow and all weekdays from 5 to 9 on Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on O'Connell Children's Shelter, offering prevention services, including truancy prevention programming and case management to help families remain safely together. Details at O'ConnellChildrensShelter.org.
Coming up, we've got local, regional, and national headlines. Tonight, increasing clouds, low of 29, and for tomorrow, a high of 53. Currently 40 under mostly clear skies.
Epstein-related grand jury materials have signed off on making those records public, while also ensuring that victim-related personal information remains protected. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
Stocks finished higher on Wall Street after the Fed cut its interest rate. You're listening to NPR News.
This is KPR News, and I'm Joe Blubaugh. The Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation has fired leaders of its tribally owned business for accepting a $30 million contract with ICE. As Dylan Lyson reports, the Kansas-based tribe says the project does not align with its values.
Prairie Band LLC had landed a contract to assist in the design of immigration detention centers for the federal government. The tribe announced Lyson in Overland Park.
A former Wichita resident has been sentenced to nearly 23 years in prison for his part in a drug trafficking ring that transported large amounts of fentanyl into Kansas. Federal prosecutors say 35-year-old Raphael Turner of Phoenix, Arizona, pleaded guilty to distributing the deadly drug in Kansas. 45 other individuals were also prosecuted as part of the overall investigation, which included individuals in Kansas. 33-year-old Clifton Weatherspoon and 27-year-old Antonio Knight, both from Wichita, were convicted of drug possession with the intent to distribute. Weatherspoon was given 25 years in prison. Knight was sentenced to 12 and a half. And with gas prices at their lowest point in 4 years, AAA is projecting a record number of Americans will hit the road over the upcoming holiday period. It is predicted that 122.4 million Americans will travel at least 50 miles from home over the 13-day year-end holiday period, which begins December the 20th and ends on January 1st. This year's travel forecast is a 2.2% increase over 2024, surpassing last year's record of 119.7 million travelers. WIBW-TV reports that nearly 1.25 million Kansans will be traveling during the holidays, up 1% over last year. Nearly 92% of them, or 1.14 million, will drive to their destinations. More than 43,000 Kansans will travel by air. Another 50,500 will go on cruises or travel by train, according to AAA. Currently, we have mostly clear skies and 40 degrees. That's your news headlines. I'm Joe Blubaugh.
Support.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, it's Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. And you can listen online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, an audio information service for anyone who has difficulty reading standard print. Grateful for the generous support of all volunteers and donors. More information at reader.ku.edu.
And tonight on KPR's Evening Classical with Destiny from 7 to 9, it'll be like Coming Home, Sweet Home. The King Singers will warm your heart during this cold winter season, and Leroy Anderson's Sleigh Ride will make you giggle. Some Noble Christmas Brass Fantasies, along with Rachmaninoff's Symphonic Dances are on the menu as well. And on KPR2, it's the Moth Radio Hour.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at KansasTreeCare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
Increasing clouds this evening with a low of 29, and for tomorrow, partly cloudy and warmer. I should say mostly sunny and warmer with a high near 53. And then for tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of around 30. Across the area, Junction City is 44, and in Lawrence, with partly cloudy skies, 39.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Scott Detrow.
And I'm Elsa Chang. Across the country, states led by
from the station. And from Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, which monitors safe driving habits to determine a personalized rate. At progressive.com. Not available in California or from all agents. From your part-time controller, specializing in nonprofit accounting and committed to supporting nonprofits with financial management services such as budgeting and forecasting. YPTC.com/NPR. From Bayer. Bayer is dedicated to delivering breakthroughs that save lives and feed the world using the scientific process. Learn more at sciencedelivers.com. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1, Lawrence, 91.5, KANH, and KANH HD1, Emporia, 89.7, KANV, and KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City, 91.3, KANQ, Chanute, 90.3. And you can listen online at kansaspublicradio.org.
These guys were the tip of the spear. They were out on the front line.